This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. In an important and historic decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled former U.S. presidents have limited immunity from prosecution. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
In a 6-3 decision split along ideological lines, the justices on the United States Supreme Court sent back to a lower court the criminal case against former President Donald Trump, in which he is charged with plotting to overthrow the presidential election 4 years ago. The majority of the court declared former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for their official acts. However, they do not have immunity from what are deemed unofficial acts. The outcome will further delay a special counsel's case against Trump, who is alleged to have tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election after he lost to Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
French polling agencies are projecting the far-right National Rally Party has taken a strong lead after Sunday's election and first round of legislative elections, bringing the party closer to being able to form a government in round two next week and dealing a major slap to centrist French President Emmanuel Macron and his risky decision to call the surprise vote. Associated Press Western Europe News Director Angela Charlton says there's a few possible scenarios that could come out of the second round of voting next week.
One is that the far right gets an absolute majority and then they get to name a prime minister in a situation called cohabitation in France. Another is that no party has an absolute majority, but the far right has the most seats in parliament. However, either situation is likely to lead to long legislative gridlock and it will make it very hard for Macron or France to pass any new policy.
Marine Le Pen took over the National Rally Party, then called the National Front Party, from her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen. This is VOA News. Britain is holding its first elections in nearly 5 years Thursday. AP correspondent Eoin Kim reports on what observers should look for.
Opinion polls suggest Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party will be punished for failing to deliver on promises made during 14 years of government. The centre-right Tories took power during the depths of the global financial crisis and have won three more elections since. But those years have been marked by a sluggish economy, declining public services, and a series of scandals. The Labour Party, which leans to the left, is far ahead in most opinion polls after focusing its campaign on a single word, change. Eoin Kim, London.
Though the other main candidate has alleged irregularities, Mauritania's Electoral Commission reports early results indicate incumbent President Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won the country's presidential election. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
That was with over 56% of the vote. Results from more than 99% of polling stations on the Electoral Commission's website showed. Analysts had expected the former Army Chief of Staff and Defence Minister to win the race in the first round, thanks to the dominance of Mauritania's ruling party. Ghazouani's main challenger, however, has rejected the provisional results. Anti-slavery activist Behram Dar Abeid, who was said to have got 22.14% of the vote, alleged there were irregularities. In the 2019 presidential election, some opposition candidates questioned the credibility of the vote, sparking small-scale protests. Many of Mauritania's 5 million people live in poverty, and that's despite the West African country's fossil fuel and minerals wealth.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. U.S. aerospace company Boeing has announced plans to buy Spirit AeroSystems, one of its component suppliers, as U.S. officials are pushing the company to plead guilty to fraud over fatal crashes involving some of its airplanes. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A deal valued at $4.7 billion in stock and a move the company says will improve quality and safety amid increasing scrutiny. Boeing had owned the part supplier and the purchase would reverse a longtime strategy of outsourcing key work on its passenger planes. The move comes as the Justice Department pushes Boeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud in connection with two deadly plane crashes involving its 737 MAX jets, according to several people who heard federal prosecutors detail a proposed offer Sunday. Boeing has until the end of the week to accept or reject. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.